Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take your calls from the bottom of the hour, then a big news blitz. And then best-selling author, economist, researcher, who I'm really impressed with, Harry Dent is going to be joining us. Best-selling author, renowned economic forecaster. Talk about what's happening in Europe, what's happening here, what the health care means. He is going to be on with us in the next hour. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls for people that are patiently holding on this second day of July 2012. Let's talk to Dave in Michigan. You're on the air, Dave.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I got a few comments quickly and two questions if I can sneak it all in.
Sure.
So for waking people up, a good litmus test that I found to do is see if people are sheeple or not is ask them if the Fed's part of the government. And about 95% of the time, you know, I hear, oh, yeah, it's part of the government. So then I tell them otherwise, tell them about InfoWars, and then my biggest thing is I tell them, watch the Obama deception. I've gotten more people to watch that and wake up, and that's really good. And the other thing, like Gerald Celente, I like his comment where he says if all the people in Washington, you know, were in their own state, that would probably help things out a lot politically, but I don't think that's ever going to happen, but it's a good dream. My two questions I got, and one that I've never really heard you talk about, if everything were to, you know, collapse and hit the fan, so to speak, I mean, how would the rich and the elite survive? I mean, would they still need us to do things, grow food, you know, run waste treatment plants?
Sure. No. They plan to shut off the economy. They will pull back to big armored, high-tech redoubts while we live out here in a wasteland and kill each other off. And they have drones flying over, releasing different chemicals and biologicals on us. Actually, there's an article that we read linked yesterday at InfoWars.com by Suzanne Posel. UN asked how many people could live on planet Earth. It has links to the UN think tanks. And it goes on to say Fortress World by 2100. They always say further out than it actually is. It's very closer than that, a lot closer than that. The global society will be controlled by an authoritarian government in order to control distribution of resources. Economic, social, and environmental downgrades would cause the wealthy to retreat to protected areas. This is what they say in literally every publication that they talk about this in, leaving the masses to fend for themselves in the wastelands. Implementing family planning services would be near impossible, leaving the global population to rise to 10.2 billion. It's set to plane off at about 8 billion, the UN's own numbers are, so they always put this out. The average income would be reduced to 2 cents on the dollar. And again, but then they want a post-industrial world. Water securitization would control 46% of the world's water supplies. Global hunger could soar to nearly 15% of the entire population. That's why they don't want you collecting your own water, because they're going to securitize it like housing markets and turn it into derivatives to jack up the price. And then it goes on to talk about UN population, family planning, all the things they're going to do to people. It is a hellish program that they have ready for us, sir.
Are you still on HF radio? Because I'm a ham operator, and I used to listen to you, but I can't find you where you used to be at.
I know that WWCR changes frequencies from time to time. Have you tried going to WWCR and finding out where I'm on at?
No, I haven't, but I'll have to do that. But I'm definitely glad I got my ham license, because everyone with their smartphone, that can all be shut off. And, in fact, I know I have a very good friend that works for Verizon and actually told me that they have special phones, and they're actually phones that will only that the government has, and they'll only work if you have one of them phones. They do have the ability to turn off the whole cell network.
Of course they do.
And your smartphone is useless. I mean, I don't even have one. I have just a regular cell phone, and everyone laughs at me about my ham radio stuff, but as soon as the power goes out, like we had that big power outage in 2003, in 20 minutes I was on the air with the generator and talking to a guy in Pennsylvania, and he's telling me he's got no power. Well, it wasn't real fun.
Well, no, people, you know, exactly. It's bad to be prepared nowadays. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of worldwide broadcast. It is the second day of July, 2012. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com. You'll also hear me live on the radio here on channel 166 on XM. Well over 115 AM and FM affiliates now. Also simulcasting at WWCR out of Tennessee on Global Shortwave. And on top of that, number one on the audio streams and podcasting when it comes to talk radio at Infowars.com. But you'll hear me talk about, put this on screen, put that on screen. We also have people watching us at prisonplanet.tv, and we go a couple levels past your standard webcam. We have a five-camera shoot in here. We can show video clips along with the audio, news articles, in-studio guests. That's what we call InfoWars Live, 3 hours a day, 11 to 2 Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then 5 nights a week, we have InfoWars Nightly News that I host 2 to 3 times a week. Rob Dew, Darren McBreen, Aaron Dykes, and Paul Watson also. And we're going to be hiring 3 or 4 more reporters here in the next month or so from the InfoWars contest. I'm going to get the male winner and female winner. We're hiring, we're having 2 winners, $5,000 apiece for their reports. And we also produced a pool of people that we can talk to about actually working here. So we're going to have those winners on Thursday or Friday depending on which days they can do it. So look forward to that coming up this week as we try to build this media operation to challenge the dinosaur media, the globalist media, and all of their propaganda. And we are certainly growing at a rapid pace as you support us, as you go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com and buy books, T-shirts, films. When you go to InfoWarsTeam.com for all the great vitamins and minerals that I've researched and assembled there, the best products possible at InfoWarsTeam.com. When you buy ProPure water filters from us and get a 10% discount with the promo code WATER at InfoWarsShop.com, that funds everything we're doing here. Because the goal isn't just sit here and have some radio advertisers and then keep the money for myself. The goal is to build an organization, to change history, to actually affect the outcome for the better, to be involved as a history's actor. You know, it was Karl Rove told the New York Times 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that, oh, the general public and the mainstream media, you're not involved in history now. You don't control your own destiny. We in the government class tell you what the reality is, even if it isn't true, and then you go along with that. We are history's actors now. We control reality. Well, yeah, I guess Jim Jones controlled reality out of his jungle compound in Guyana, and they all drank the Kool-Aid, but I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. So you don't control my reality, and I don't like what you're doing. And you can say drones looking through our walls are constitutional, or highway checkpoints are constitutional, or face-scanning cameras are constitutional, or TSA trolling in our wives' and children's pants is constitutional, and robbing our bags, and waiving background checks and hiring criminals is constitutional. You could say having open borders is constitutional. You can say this new Asia-Pacific group they're setting up that's a global union is constitutional. It's not. You can say the president coming out and saying the UN commands our military is constitutional. It's not. It's illegal and it's treason. This is a designed global collapse by the megabanks who've announced themselves controllers of the planet. J.P. Morgan Chase came out in Bloomberg last week. 77% of their profit was government money. Okay? I'm tired of it. And you're not going to hear on neocon radio about corporate welfare. You're going to hear about welfare moms and people who are dependent. They have destroyed the economy, the society, paid to ship the jobs overseas, so that there is this mass of dependent people where they will get their police officers and their spies and their TSA and their enforcers. So we are in trouble. And the welfare class is deadly. Now, a lot of them are handicapped or they're troops that have been injured, whatever. But I'm talking about the people from childhood taught the government's going to pay for your food. It's going to pay for your lunch. It's going to do all of this. And by the way, you're going to be a SWAT team commander. I mean, or you're going to be a CPS worker. You're going to go out and take people's kids. You're going to go out and shoot people's kids up at the school without even telling the parents. That's now going on from Alabama to California. This is a lawless government that lets foreign banks come in and take people's houses. In fact, guys, we haven't played this in about a year. Can you guys look it up? The headline was, because every time I mention it, people don't believe it. Bank of America gets repossessed. And it's the police in Florida where Bank of America took a $1.2 million paid-in-cash home that they never owned, that the people owned for a decade, and they took it, and the people over 2 years in court finally beat them. And even the corrupt court said, wait a minute, it's not like you came and claimed you had a fake mortgage and took the house, even though they weren't behind. That goes on. Or somebody was behind, but it was all fraud, so you don't have the deed. You just came and took a house. They said, yeah, it's ours. So they send the police in to take the money out of the Bank of America till, and then Bank of America finally gives them a check. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, people always say, well, that's not fair. This is happening. Yeah, because a bunch of crooks are going to run you over. If you don't demand your rights and fight for them, you'll be a slave. The reason this country, that isn't perfect, by the way, has more freedom than any other nation in the history of the world is because our ancestors, for all the problems they had, would kill you if you tried to enslave them. Our ancestors were mean. I don't care what color you are, where you came from. This was a swashbuckling, rough place. And people didn't come here if they weren't rough. Okay? And people weren't putting up with jack diddly squat. And that's the only reason we've got any freedom. You better thank the Second Amendment, all you people that hate it out there. Because if we didn't have that, the government would have already moved to take everything, collectivize all farming, let 50 million of us starve to death, as they did in Russia and Ukraine and China. This is their plan. This is an exact program they're going to follow. Okay? So understand, this is a life and death situation. It doesn't get more real. As you can now see, the tanks are being delivered to every local police department. The SWAT teams are being expanded. The bullets, the armored personnel carriers, the mobile checkpoint pillboxes. The arming to the teeth against us is on. Meanwhile, they're taking people's houses all over the country if they fall behind on the income tax, mainly old people who can't pay. Oh, you went bankrupt? Oh, you lost your job? Oh, you're living in some little, you know, two-bedroom house with three kids? We don't care. We're taking your home because we say 10 years ago or 5 years ago you didn't pay $500 in taxes. Now with penalties and interest, it's $35,000, $40,000. We're taking it. Meanwhile, the big banks are all exempt from it because they get paid the income tax. They set up in 1913, the year they established the Federal Reserve, the income tax. It's in the Communist Manifesto. It's paid to them. And they want to bankrupt you. They don't care if they write you so many tickets you go bankrupt. They don't care if you can't pay it. That's the plan. In fact, they want you to not be able to pay it. That's the whole program. Is annihilate this country, and it's going very, very well. Very, very well. Because they're in control of the bureaucracy. It's not going well in public relations, but they don't care about that. They're there. They're holding us down. It's called being raped. We're being raped. You're like, oh, let's call Washington and let them know we don't like it. They know you don't like it. They know they have a 9% approval rating. Oh, we're getting more calls. Hire more troops. Yeah, but just checkpoints everywhere. Yeah, that'll. They know they're criminal. They know you know. Let's go to calls. We'll go to Thomas, and then we'll go to others. Thomas in New York, thanks for holding her on the air. Hey, Thomas, you want to talk, or because I can hear
you? Yeah, yeah. Are you talking to me?
Buddy, we don't screen your calls. We just took you right on air, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I was... I want to talk about the whole indictment. And the Congress, they got a law, inherit the content, where the Sergeant of the Arms with the, can arrest Holder and jail him, and the Congress can prosecute him. Now, nobody's talking about this, especially in the Congress, especially our boy Bronner from Ohio there.
Yes, that was in the Washington Times last week, and it is true. In the past, they had a jail inside the Congress, and they could have somebody arrested if they were in contempt. Just like a court, if you're in there and you start flipping the judge off or, you know, perjuring yourself, the judge can say, bailiff, you know, arrest that man. But Congress has become so emasculated, so castrated, that they let the United Nations march in and tell them that they have no power over war or taxes. And now they've handed over taxes to the private banks through their health care. They're going to start expanding it into all sorts of other new things you've got to pay them. So, yes, a House could arrest Holder with inherent contempt power. But really, they could also go to the district attorney in the District of Columbia, but the problem is that's a Holder minion. The Justice Department has moved to shield him within the Justice Department from prosecution. So, I mean, these are terrorists. He shipped guns into Mexico, along with his boss Obama and others, to demonize the Second Amendment. This is a staged terror attack that we've exposed, and that's just the end of it. They are terrorists, and I think you should take all the vaccines, though, because they care about you.
Another thing I want to say, Bronner could defund Obamacare today. If he called a session, he could defund it. That'd be one step. If they would,
yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. But you're talking about Boner or Boehner?
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, well, no. The name is German. It's a nice name. It's pronounced Boner. And his whole life, he even had an ad campaign saying it's Boehner, not Boner. Hey, if your name is Boner, go with it. And I'm not doing that for childlike jokes. His name is Boner. That's the name of the Speaker of the House, Boehner. But you don't see Boehner trying to defund it right now. He says he will, though, so put pressure on Boehner. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to address the big power outages and the fact that government can't and won't protect you. They can only henpeck and criticize the utility companies. As FEMA gets very angry with the utility companies that the power is not back on, we wave our magic wand of government and say, DU is good for troops. We wave our magic wand and say, pay Al Gore money and he make weather be nicer. Let's go talk to Jim in New Mexico. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I got one comment for you, and then I have a question about the health care bill. You know, the criminals that are doing this, we all know that they can't do it alone and how compartmentalized everything is. And I will tell you that if you want to be privy to some info, you get your people to talk to some of these interstate truck drivers that are moving the goods between California and the American Southwest. You can find out a lot of information. You know, they move everything in this country, from our food to military contract goods, and that's just a bit of information for you. But my question is, I've been reading this health care bill this weekend, and maybe I am not educated enough to understand it all, but especially some of these subheadings are very vague. And I want to know what you can tell me and the listeners about these RFID chips in this healthcare bill. And are they?
Yeah, no. It's simply saying that RFID chips in a baby's belly button when it's born, or in new pills that are coming out that have RFID in them that goes through your body, that it's going to be paid for medically. So it just basically says government. People are saying, oh, my gosh, this means forced chipping. Well, no, but it leads to that because now it's saying that will be paid for. And, look, that is a big part of technology. There are a lot of RFID uses, computer chip uses in the body where they're getting to where people that were blind can partially see. The technology is neutral. It's that they're always backdooring and piggybacking very draconian systems into it. And so, yes, that is in the legislation. Look, the biggest problem is Tom Daschle wrote a book and admitted death panels. And they've got technical names for them, but it is these federal boards that will decide the care you get and will cut back on the amount of procedures, tests. And everywhere they've had this, in Canada, in England, it's in the news. They don't deny that they don't give people surgeries that would save their lives and let them die. And they say stuff like, well, you've paid into taxes your whole life, but you don't get the free health care that you paid for, again, another oxymoron, because you smoked 20 years ago. Or, you had a sports injury, and that's elective that you played sports, so we're not going to fix your knee. I mean, this is actually happening in England. This is not my opinion. They have top doctors coming out. I mean, just last week, the headline was 130,000 old people killed. I mean, we're not talking about somebody in a coma that's under state care. They unplug. I'm talking about people. See, folks don't know about how bad the evil's gotten, and I appreciate your call. They don't understand, folks, that the Wall Street Journal a decade ago had a series of articles about people who were talking but in state care and who were belted down and dehydrated to death. That's their favorite way to kill you because they say, well, we didn't give you anything to kill you, so we just let you die. And they claim legally it's okay. It takes like 14 days generally. You start bleeding out your eyes and nose and mouth, and the membranes all shrivel up down to core organs. I mean, it is a hellish way to be killed. And that's how they like to murder people. I could open the phones up right now and have it filled with hospital workers and nursing home workers going, there's a woman in bed A7 right now. You want to go in there? And you go in there, and the woman's like, yeah. That actually happened once. I mean, they're actually in there killing them. And they're like, oh, they're killing them right here at the hospital right now. The average American listening's like, oh, yeah, all right. Okay, you'll find out. Caleb in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. I'm a first-time caller and a relatively new listener. I just had a quick question, kind of about the broad overview of some of the things you say. I see a lot of your info warriors online posting different articles and links, and they always link to YouTube. And why, if there's a new world order, why would that, you know, controlled media and the corporations and big businesses, why would they allow YouTube videos? But it would just be too easy to delete them.
Well, there's such a problem with what you say, because you say, if there was a new world order, I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you, and then I'm going to get into the whole power outage situation. But, and what that illustrates about government, but that's such an amazing statement. The open world corporate government is now public. I know the media said it didn't exist while they were getting it ready so they'd get the jump on you. But it's now admitted. They now admit they want to start censoring. See, we're not there yet.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Through a ton of news, including the ongoing aftermath of the blackouts in many areas of the east into areas of the central eastern area of the United States and the floundering that is taking place there. But responding to the caller, Caleb in Texas, who I'm going to go back to here in just a moment, and I'm not trying to be condescending or mean to him because he asked the question politely, and I shouldn't get irritated. But this is what happens throughout history. People say, well, where's the proof of the tyranny? I mean, if we had this incredible New World Order, you wouldn't be allowed to be on air. Or how are you able to put up YouTube videos if this New World Order is so big and bad and powerful? Well, Google has helped work with the Chinese government to censor their population. Microsoft has done it even more. and some of the other big technology companies. So the point is they know how to do it. And even congressional hearings have had to admit, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation and even CNET, and that's CBS, have all come out and said the cybersecurity legislation will end freedom as we know it, allow the tracking and taxing of the web, internet IDs. The feds have been raiding hundreds of thousands of website server domains and taking them without even court orders in some cases and turning them off, even if you just have message boards on your site that link to where people might be able to find pirated music or movies or things like that. So even mainline universities don't deny that the entire Western world is accelerating into authoritarianism. The Rand Corporation 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 15 years ago, because I read the reports on air, you can look them up, said they would move into an authoritarian system. You can see this everywhere. It's kind of like I said, the TSA will be at highway checkpoints. Now it's happening. It's like, Alex, what's the big deal with a TSA checkpoint? You know, it's just illegal, it's warrantless, it's the feds out of their jurisdiction. What? You know, oh, you said it was coming and it came, fearmonger. You're right. Man, that's shameful that you're right. I'm like, but I'm right. How is it? I mean, they announce in hundreds of publications. Just that video we played last week, CNBC host admit that world government is run by bankers and we're slaves to them. But it was a paraphrase of the headline. You can pull it up with that. In fact, guys, if you can't put that on screen, I want to show people when we get a chance. Under it's like 40 articles just that the computer saw that were similar that we posted. Financial Times, you know, video clips of the head of the EU, Herman Von Rompuy, saying world government, new world order run by banks, Economist magazine. And then you call up and say, like the national media does. I mean, I had CBS News here. Just last week, and they said, so you believe there's a global government being formed? And I was like, I don't believe anything. It's public. It's like when I had Nightline here. They go, you believe there's a world government? Where did you imagine this? And I'm like, let me go show you a bunch of documents and, you know, Parliament and Congress. Let me show you. And they're like, no, we don't need to look at that, Alex. We want to hear your opinion. So they can say it's my opinion. And so, okay, I mean, if people... It'd be kind of like if you called in and you said, what's your proof that abortions are taking place in the U.S.? It's so well known there's been 50-plus million abortions since 1973. Roe v. Wade, do I need to prove to you there are abortions taking place? Or like, Alex, I heard you say there are McDonald's in the United States. Prove to me there are McDonald's. And I'm just like, I don't even know what to say to that. I understand they said none of this existed. So now that they've emerged with it, it's kind of freaking folks out. So any mental gymnastics that are needed to get you over that hump work. But let me just give you two examples of censorship today in front of me. One of them, Secret Service shuts down Fire Eric Holder protest. Folks, I have been outside the White House with a national film crew for the Independent Film Channel, at the park, 200 yards away, at least. That's the shot they wanted with the White House in the background, and had police and security guards come over and say, in America, I can't even have a camera, and threaten to arrest us over and over and over again. I've been at the Washington Monument, not even up by it on the steps, but down the green grass shooting video, time-lapse that you see in films like Fall of the Republic. Police come over and say, you can't do that here. And I go, what's the law? And they go, the law is I'm going to arrest you. I'm like, come on, man. You want to live in a free country, don't you? You got to, I mean, this is on tape. Okay, you're getting one more shot, Jack. And I'm like, okay, because I want to finish doing my report. But what you're doing is wrong. Whatever. And they have satisfaction. They have satisfaction when they tell you. And it wasn't just me. I saw them doing it to little families. Little families were walking around in front of the White House, and they would come over and just get in their face. They'd have, like, Secret Service guys, but in, like, little T-shirt, pants, uniforms, ride up on a bike and come over and go, can't do that, can't film. And they'd be like, oh, we're here from Indiana. Can't do it. Turn it off. Turn it off. And the cops would run over. I mean, this is what our country, it's like North Korea. It's like North Korea. Side issue. Here it is. Beltway confidential blog at the Washington Examiner U.S. Secret Service officers shut down a student-led protest calling for President Obama to fire Attorney General Eric Holder this morning. According to a report from in front of the White House. And it goes on, after discovering a suspicious package, I know they always use that, the Secret Service ended the protest. See, Putin just says, hey, I'm authoritarian, and I don't like protests against me, so I'll have you arrested because they won't issue the permit. Here it's, oh, a suspicious package. Yeah, right. Several agents seemed hostile to our march and seemed anxious for us to leave the area. Maurice Lewis, University of California student, told Campus Reform. The discovery of the unidentified package came just as the protest began to gain traction. Oh, yes. Again, that's the national security state. The U.S. House Representative cited Holder for contempt of Congress on Thursday after he defied a subpoena demanding documents pertaining to Operation Fast and Furious. Let me go forward. When I was at, and we have this on video, we could go pull up the raw video. I'm at the Supreme Court. I'm like, oh, the Supreme Court's over there. Let's get some file footage of that. So we pull up and park in a designated parking space down the street, walk up, and I hadn't even crossed the street yet to try to get footage of the Supreme Court, but it's really a small building, so we wanted to be back across the street so we could get the whole thing. And one of their federal officers, and these were actually federal officers, runs over and says, you can't film the Supreme Court building. And so I said, okay, well, we're just going to move along. And then later I came back because we went up and shot some more video. And then I went up to the steps, and a guy jumps out of the shadows. Now I was on it, starts yelling at me. But I tried, like, the Obi-Wan Kenobi angle. I said, wow, well, we're just doing this for our show in Austin, and it sure would be neat. I mean, I knew he couldn't stop me from filming. I knew it was public property. I hadn't gone inside, none of it. But instead of doing that, I just talked to him like he was a five-year-old. And I went, gee, I'm from Austin, and just really neato, and I just really would like to get footage. Can I just have 1 minute? And I kind of bowed a little, just literally. I just, you know, he was like, no, yeah, you can, but just 1 minute. And I went, okay, guys, get your footage, just 1 minute. So this is my country. But it's like, oh, there's a new world order. I mean, how could you be on YouTube if they're, you know, we're set up with government funding? Because the government wanted to dominate the web, and they want everyone on the platform first, Google and their subsidiary YouTube, in advertising, telecommunications, everything, so they can control it and track everything you're doing. Because it's a two-way. I saw an article yesterday. Your Kindle is reading you. It's reporting on what you're doing and tracking what you read. All of this stuff does it. It's designed to two-way. I'll use a Lord of the Rings analogy. You're looking into the crystal. You know, one of the hobbits has got one of the crystal balls. He's like, oh, I can see what's going on as it lands. And Gandalf throws a hood over it and goes, it sees both ways. You don't know who else is watching. You understand that? Well, that's Google calls it a crystal ball. In fact, about 10 years ago, I developed this term. I don't know if it's a loop back or whatever, but minds think the same thing. But I said it's a crystal ball over the horizon predictor that was predicted by Isaac Asimov in his Foundation series back in the 1940s. Genius. Didn't just come up with the laws of robot, didn't just develop the name robot. Isaac, see, now I'm ranting. Son, you ask me a question, I can give you the answer. It's about a 50-year treatise on the nature of reality, history, integrated field systems of human development, sociology, anthropology, psychology. But when you're, let me answer your questions quickly because I got to get the news. We have a guest coming up and I want to get the calls. Let me just give you the long and short of it. Google is running censorship models for other governments. Google wants everybody on board, so at first it's free and open until they dominate. Now they're moving into the phase of censorship, and we've had the Obama deception taken down. We've had countless things blocked. We've had footage we show that everybody else is allowed to show. They take our channel down. I have filed in federal court. I don't make a big deal out of this. It's got to be like 10 times now. Swearing in federal court and things that, because when they take you down for copyright, you have to go file and you're swearing in that jurisdiction. And I've had to have lawyers. I've had to go through hell to stay on YouTube. Okay, and then you call in here and go, oh, there's a new world order, as if there isn't one being announced, and as if our definition of the new world order isn't exactly what I said it was for 17 years, because I read None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Not because I discovered this, written in 1971 before I was born, Gary Allen, whose son is at Politico working for the New World Order now. I'll tell you, he's going to be rolling over his grave. That really is hurtful. Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, they write this book explaining how the mega bankers control big government to shut down their competition and how the whole program would work and how they would set up a global government of and for the banksters that you pay your taxes to. It's now here. They now admit it on the news. This book, by the way, is available at InfoWars.com. Right now, or InfoWarsShop.com. But my point is that here is today, or yesterday, this is in the news, Google Shopping censors all gun ammo accessories results. We did Google Shopping 2 years ago with the... I just remembered, that's why I don't have an active Google account. I still have it, but posting to it was suspended 2 years ago when I had an Obama Joker poster, and Google found it to be racist that I was selling shirts talking bad about the president. And so my Google account was suspended. I forgot. And it was put in some hold function. That's why I get emails from them, but we can't use it. That's why. I forgot. It's worse than just this article. I just remembered we were kicked off Google Shop. I forgot because I was trying to operate in this monopoly. And it is a monopoly more and more, a oligopoly with other combines, but more and more an internet monopoly, bordering, it's an oligopoly, duopoly, bordering on monopoly, that I have been censored by them. Bonafide over the Joker. In fact, we even did an article about that. And here it is from Firearms Blog, breaking it all down. Google Shopping censors all gun ammo accessories results. And the letter and the link and their new policy that's public saying no, but... you know, scopes, holsters, nothing. And newspapers are saying you can't sell guns in them or even advertise your gun shop. And all of this, and you call in saying if there was this authoritarian system, here's the final point, sir. They're not in full control yet, as I've said about 100 times in the last few months. They're trying to get a global government. They're trying to get a carbon tax. They're trying to get forced inoculation in. They're trying, and we're battling them as hard as we can over every square inch of this. And we need you to wake up to what's happened and to pick an issue and to fight for it, or we're going to lose everything. Okay? Authoritarianism is spreading worldwide. No real historians, no real anthropologists, no real sociologists, no real journalists deny that. NDAA, warrantless wiretapping. The CIA director 2 months ago saying at an NQTEL, that's the group that funded and started Google, CIA consortium public meeting, that yes, they are putting tech in all the new products to spy on us, including your dishwasher. And the smart meters are spying on you and controlling your thermostat. That's being announced. And all of this, and you are asking me if they had their New World Order, why I'm on air. We're trying to stop it. The New World Order is 9 months pregnant. And Mama looks like a giant demonic piranha with hundreds of millions dead under her belt in the last century. And her baby, if it gets born, is going to kill billions. And she's squatting on us right now about to give birth to this monstrosity. And I hope to God you'll wake up and realize that and do something about it. They don't let you protest in D.C. now. You can go get a permit if you jump through months of hoops and go get a little stage on a green field somewhere. If they feel like it. They're ordering armored personnel carriers everywhere. Checkpoints, all of this. And you're asking me, you know, well, it's such feeble stuff, but I remember... That's programming, whether he's one of the operatives or been programmed by an operative program. That's the thing about programming. It's a repeat. Is that they always say that. It's like, well, if it's such a big New World Order, the Daily Caller, as soon as I arrived at Bilderberg, runs up and says, Alex Jones, if the Bilderberg Group's so powerful, why are you able to protest it? Well, the British Empire was so powerful, how were we able to defeat it? Because our forebears would walk through the snow when their shoes had worn off and with the blood trails behind them. Because we used to be men. Because people understand that we're all flesh and blood. That's why the elite want to build up this giant technocracy against us. So that they can overwhelm society. That's why they drug the water to make us more submissive. This is serious. Okay, There is your long, detailed answer. I'm glad you, because I can't even get excited now until I'm challenged. That's what's going on. There's your examples of censorship. It's already begun. Is there any censorship going on, or is that a pipe dream too there? Did the caller hang up? Caleb in Texas, go ahead.
I'm still here, sir. I think maybe I gave you the wrong impression. Let me just say that I was military in D.C., and I can attest firsthand to many of the things you're talking about. What I'm trying to say, I see that big ugly monster. In fact, I had the proof in my hands about 2 years ago of what's going on in St. Louis right now with the tanks. I saw the plan about 2 years ago.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to break and come back to you then. I tend to go off half-cock just because I'm freaked out, okay? I get the phone calls where they've been listening to my phone and tell me what they were listening to. My crew has seen this happen with my wife calling up crying. So I live it, man. I've had the guys in the parking lot punching me in the nose saying, we're here to tell you shut up or you're dead. And so I know it's real. And it's so frustrating to the general public out there who doesn't. So when I think somebody's in denial, I get angry. But I apologize. I'm going to come back, give you the floor. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to try to get into the other news. I haven't done any of that. It's just all too insane. Well, we'll come back to the caller on the other side and find out about what's going on in St. Louis from his military perspective. Stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and, of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To Caleb in Texas. Okay, go ahead and make your point, sir.
My point was, Mr. Jones, and I'm not here to discount anything you're saying. I don't take anybody's word just because they say it. I go and I do my research. And much of what you said is true. And I'm just trying to figure out how big this thing really is. I mean, I see the monster on the hill. It's coming towards me. I mean, I was, you know, part of it for a little bit, and I had to, you know, get away from it. I'm just trying to figure out how big. Is there any institution we can trust? You know, we can't trust religion, can't trust banks. The military, that's a freaking joke. You know, the government, you know, don't waste your time. Is there anything we can trust? I mean, how big?
Well, good people over time let bad people who want power and want to control others get into positions everywhere and create a new national spirit where worshiping tyranny and worshiping government is the new patriotism. And so all the curses that come with it are here. And it's just going to get worse. We've just got to discredit the system and point out it's illegitimate. And then our country's been occupied. I mean, the bankers get on TV and brag they've occupied us. And the yuppies are they're on too big a power trips themselves to admit they've been slaves. So they play this mind game where they decide to join the system. Well, you don't join with this. This is evil turned loose. But, you know, individuals that make up the system are all that is holding it back right now. That's why they want total mindless compliance or zero tolerance. It's why they make a store clerk at the grocery store, and I've seen it, 80-something-year-old men buying pipe tobacco, old women buying a bottle of wine, look like great-grandma's grandma, and they got some zit-faced 18-year-old demanding to see their ID, and an old woman's hand shaking, giving it to her. It's just about the store clerk isn't allowed to think for themselves. The police aren't allowed to make a decision themselves. Everybody's got to do what they're programmed. The system wants programming. How do we beat programming? We start being our own person. That's how you deal with this. That's how you defeat the new world order. That's why all over the country, you know, I told people years ago, because it was in the local paper, people didn't believe it, because they had one of the city councilmen go, they could be growing marijuana in all these gardens coming up, and they're getting chickens too. That could be unsanitary. We need to make people get licenses to have gardens to make sure they're not growing marijuana. This is from the government. Well, where did they go with code enforcement? In the old woman's backyard and cut down a few weeks ago? She's suing them? And they said, well, we do this to everybody. Our code says whatever we feel is objectionable. Remember the woman with the garden up in Michigan? They said, we find it objectionable. Nice, pretty little garden. But this old woman had one in the backyard. Not even the law. There's no law against it. They went in there, cut it down, and gave her a bill. This is who these people are, because we're prisoners to them. We're prisoners, and we're all guilty until proven slave. And that's why last night I got to have cops run up behind me, run my license plate, and then run around me. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe they're looking for somebody in a truck. I thought that for about 10 seconds until I saw them just speed up to the next person and pull them over. They were just randomly pulling people over. And that's not what America's supposed to be about. And I guess if I work late tonight, I'm not going to, but if I did work late tonight, I just get to, like, go. Well, I'm getting in my car now. I get to go out and run the gauntlet. I get to go out and deal with all this. I just there's all these excuses for it. Fine, folks. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Mr. Jones. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you. Look, we're in what they call a pickle, or up the creek without a paddle. I mean, this is just, let me tell you, I've studied history, and let me tell you, this is the nastiest tyranny I've ever seen. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered
Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.